and welcome to Heartbeat. Happy Easter. Today, I want to wish you the joy of Easter. And I want to tell you about why on this day, Easter Sunday, you can begin again. Let's start by reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verse 1. This is the resurrection of Jesus. It says, "But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, 'Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again.' Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest." Now, I just want to look at verse 5 there where it says, the men, these dazzling men, said to the women, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen." Now, Christ is alive. He is living. And what that means is we too can be alive in Christ. And today, of all days, Resurrection Sunday, we can begin again because we can begin in Christ, living in a new life that he has for us. Today is a day of overcoming. It's of new beginnings. It's when Jesus rose from the dead and he overcame death and sin and any evil that Satan could ever give us, that ever bring into the world, Jesus has overcome. You know, we know that death entered into the world when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit. And there were some consequences to us as humankind when that happened. Death became something in the world. Sin, we became weak. Our ability to make the right decision was diminished. But because of Jesus' death and then resurrection from the grave, as he rose from the dead, he overcame all that. And so we no longer have to be held down by sin, by weakness, and by our failings. Because with Christ, we can overcome those things in our lives. Have you ever known the right thing to do in your life, but you haven't been able to do it? You know the right thing to do, but you choose the wrong thing. St. Paul talks about this. I've done that so often in my life. Temptation has gotten the better of me and I've chosen the wrong thing. But with Christ, we can start again. We can choose the right thing because of his strength that he gives to us in our lives. You know, when Jesus died on the cross, he took all our sins, all our failings, all our weaknesses. He took the punishment that should have been for us. He took that on the cross and he died for our sins. But it wasn't just about the death on the cross. The victory came when he rose from the dead, because now he says, "I've overcome." It wasn't just about the sin is now gone. It's now I've done one better. I have overcome this. I'm victorious over death and over sin. And because of Jesus' victory, we too can have victory. That victory is available to us if we choose to live with Christ in our lives. Now, in the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 4, it says this, "Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life." We can walk a new way because of Easter Sunday. So if you've been feeling down, if you've been feeling like your sin has gotten the better of you, if you've been feeling weak, then I'm telling you right now, and I'm encouraging you, that you can begin again with Christ. That when you ask him into your life and you ask for the forgiveness of those sins, that he can help you to overcome all of that and he can help you to live a new way. You know, Easter Sunday is like a new year. You know what New Year's, when you might start some resolutions and you make a list of things you want to do for the new year, but we tend to always do it in our own strength. And if you're anything like me, you kind of peter off and you sometimes don't really get to achieving all those resolutions. Well, Easter Sunday is a new year. But the difference is that we don't have to do it in our own strength. We can do it with Christ. We can do it with God, who sends us the Holy Spirit to guide us and to strengthen us and to overcome our weaknesses. Over the last few weeks, we've talked about some different areas of our lives through Lent. And maybe for you, there's been a particular area of your life that has really been one that you're like, yes, I need to make some changes here, need to make some improvements. So I just want to remind you of some of those things. You know, we talked about our language and our use of words, what they have to say about us and our heart when we speak. We talked about our thoughts. Do we have pure thoughts? Do we have honorable thoughts, lovely thoughts? Do we think about things that are praiseworthy and excellent? Because that's the way that God asks us to think. We focused on our actions and our behaviors. How do we treat others? Do we treat them the way that God wants them to be treated? We spoke about our priorities in our lives. Do we prioritize prayer? Do we prioritize our faith? You know, maybe you're going to make some changes in that area to build your relationship with God. And then we spoke about our good works and almsgiving. How do we do good works? And our good works come from God's grace. When we come to know God's grace in our life, it overflows into good works. And God has good works prepared for each and every one of us. You know, I hope that this Easter, that God has convicted your heart for some areas. And I want you to know that as we move into this Easter season, that God is with you and He can help you through anything in your life. So why don't you pray with me right now? And maybe there's something in your life that you're like, yes, I need to begin again in this area. Well, think about that right now. And let's pray that God would come and help you and to strengthen you with His victory this Easter. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we thank You for the joy of this Easter. We thank You that You did come and die for us and that You rose from the dead, overcoming all death and all sin. I praise You, Lord God, and I thank You that You have the victory, and that victory is available to each one of us in our lives. Lord, I pray for everyone right now who's thinking about the area of their life that they need to start again, that they need to begin again, Lord God. Would You come? Would You give us Your strength? Would You give us Your wisdom? Holy Spirit, would You come and strengthen each one of us to live the life that You've called us to live? And Lord, we thank You for the joy that You've blessed us with. And we ask this in Your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.